This is the latest world news from the BBC. The leaders of France and Germany are due to hold talks in Paris as relations between the two countries show unusually public signs of strain. A joint cabinet meeting, which was scheduled for today, has been put off. At an EU summit last week, the French President Emmanuel Macron said Germany risked isolating itself. The issues causing friction include defense, a price cap for gas, and Berlin's $200 billion energy support plan for businesses and households. Shares in one of the biggest U.S. tech firms, Alphabet, have fallen after its quarterly figures disappointed Wall Street. Overall, the company, which owns Google and YouTube, earned $69 billion. That's up on the same period last year, but advertising income has fallen. Michel Fleury in New York has more.
The inflation-driven pullback in advertising spending continues to wreak havoc for tech companies. The latest to see its revenues affected by this is Google's parent company, Alphabet, which makes most of its money by selling ads. Part of the business that has traditionally been a strong performer has begun to show weakness. Advertising revenue from YouTube fell around 2% to $7 billion, a harbinger of bad news for tech companies.
Kenyan police will today exhume the body of a British tourist who died in the coastal city of Mombasa 2 years ago. Lutfinisa Kwandwala from the English city of Leicester died at the house of a controversial spiritual leader. Initially, her cause of death was listed as cardiac arrest, but her family believed she was murdered. One of Australia's biggest private health insurers, Medibank, has confirmed that criminal hackers had access to the personal data of all of its 3.9 million customers. Australia's Attorney General said recent data breaches had highlighted the inadequacy of existing safeguards. BBC News.